Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to our next chapter, Widow Ministries Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. I am your host, Mary Hollis. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing well tonight. It seems like it's been a long weekend. Normally weekends are short, but it seems like it's been a long one. I guess because I was traveling to South Carolina and back, and the trip was not as long, but it seemed like it was long. But I'm glad I'm back. I went, and my aunt Dora Chisholm passed away, and her funeral was this weekend. And she lived to be 93, which was a blessing. She was a part of the 14 children of my grandmother. And my mother was number one out of the 14. So it was a blessing that they had, all of them pretty much had long life. God blessed them with longevity. Tonight we're going to talk about, are you one of God's pillows? And I'm going to go into that a little bit deeper as we talk about it. But the scripture that's coming from is, "Therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, unremovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." That's coming from 1 Corinthians. 15th chapter, the 58th verse. Have you ever looked at someone and thought, wow, that person is a rock? What does it mean to you when you think of someone as a rock? That's a strong statement. So it would be well worth your time to think it through and decide what characteristic person makes a person a rock, or someone, maybe it's you, someone else, at your church, at your business, your organization. Even more importantly, would others call you a rock? Well, let me tell you what I'm talking about as far as a rock. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, Paul writes, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unremovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord." I want you to look at the word steadfast in this verse, because it illustrates what kind of person God considers us to be. A rock in his family. What does it mean to be steadfast? The word steadfast is the Greek word, and I'm going to spell it because I cannot pronounce it. You know, Greek words are just Greek, and it's very difficult to spell, but it has great meanings. And this is E-D-R-A-I-O-S. That's Edradius, it seems like it, which has second meaning. It means to be stationary, such as something that sits in one's place for a long, long time. It describes something that is firm and steady. It is frequently used in connection with foundation or support structure in a building. It portrays something that is strong, unbendable, unbreakable, and permanent, such as a well-built foundation for a large building or a strong column that holds up a roof. So when Paul urged us to be steadfast, he's calling on us to be totally reliable, not shaky or undependable, just like I was talking about that rock at the beginning. We should be stationary in the role God has called us to fulfill in the body of Christ. We should be quickly shaken. We should not be quickly shaken or easily lured to some other place or some other task. We must be like pillars, foundation, our support in the house of God. That's what the topic we have. Are you one of God's pillows? When you take the Greek word, as I said already, into consideration, it means 1 Corinthians 15:58 could be interpreted to be reliable, dependable, not easily excited, shaken, or affected. What is the purpose of a huge stone pillow in a building? It purposes to support the roof or some other important section of that building, correct? What would happen if you suddenly jerk that pillow out of its place? You'll find very quickly that the pillow had been essentially to holding up the building. Remove that pillow and the entire building would collapse into a heap of rubble, creating a horrible, terrible mess. When God tells you to be steadfast, he's asking you to be a rock in his house, like a pillow that faithfully stand in its place and help to hold things together. He wants you to be so dependable that people lean on you. Can you say that someone leans on you? Are you that rock that God wants you to be? Well, he wants you to be so dependable that people leans on you, counting on the fact that you'll always be there to help keep things together. And when events occur that shakes up everyone's world a bit, God wants people to look to you as one who isn't easily excited, shaken, or affected by it. Now that you know that the kind of rock God needs you to be, would you say that you qualify to be that rock? today? Would others call you a rock? Would they say that you are up again and down again, easily excited and not too dependable? Are you, if you do, are real honest with yourself, if you're real honest with yourself, would you judge yourself to be steady, sturdy, and reliable, or unpredictable, or underdependable? Don't view yourself as a small, insignificant, or unimportant. God needs you, and other people are depending on you. It's time for you to realize that God meant for you to be a part of the foundation of the body of Christ. You can be a rock in his family and a person whom others can lean and depend on. Can others depend on you? If you are thinking differently than this, you need to change your thinking. Instead of focusing on how insignificant you are in God's great plan for these days, start focusing on becoming steadfast, unremovable, and steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work that the Lord has assigned to you. Some of you just came on the air, and I wanted to read the scripture again. And the title, Are You One of God's Pillows? This is coming from 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unremovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And to make it more clear, be reliable, dependable, not easy excited, not easy shaken, and not easy affected. I have some questions tonight, and I am going to put a few people on the spot. Because I have control of can't think of it right now, it just left me. But I have control of clicking on anyone that is out there. And I'm going to ask you some questions, each one of you, and see how you answer. Just be honest. And like the teenager would say, don't be afraid, because your answer can maybe inspire someone else. Always know that. Well, the first question is, can you think of 5 people who have been rocks in your life? Why not go out of your way to let those people know how much you appreciate them? But before we talk about that, I want to see, think about it real quick, because I'm going to call on you. If you can't think of 5, think of 3 that you can. You think that they are a rock in your life. Just like I mentioned, those different characteristics. Let me go back. Give me some page. Reliable, dependable, not easy, excited, shaken, and affected. Can you think of those people? Well, I am going to click. I'm just not going to even pay attention to your telephone number, but I'm going to click you on. Okay, you are on the air. I would like for you to answer that question. Can you think of 5 or 3 different people that you can always depend on and you consider them as a rock in your life? You can hear me. You're on the air. Your number, or the last four digit of your number is 0852. I'm waiting for you to answer. It's a simple answer. You don't have to call their name. You can say sister, cousin, whatever, coworker, friend. You're not answering. Well, I guess I'm going to have to choose someone else. Hi, you're on the air. Your last number is 3079. If you will answer those questions for me, that question for me. Your telephone number is 3079. You're on air. I didn't want to call your name. Miss Mandy?
Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing just fine, thank you. Can you answer that question? Can you
tell me
three people that you can always be, you can say that they're dependable and they're considered as a rock in your life?
Yes. I have, I call her my play daughter. Her name is Miss James, and she is one of the best friends that I have met since I've been here in Georgia. Her name is Glenice James. I can always depend on her. Whenever I get in distress, in trouble, anything, I can call on Miss James, and she's always there to help me in whatever way that I need. And I thank God for putting her in my life. I am involved with her and her kids, but that's one of my angels that God has put in my life. And then I have another one. Her name is Sharon Patterson. She's another sister and angel God has put in my life. Whenever I'm going through anything or I feel depressed or stressed, anything, I can always call on her, and she's always there. When I'm feeling down and out and don't want to get out of the house, she'll even go out her way and come and get me out of the house. And I thank God for that, because sometimes, you know, we need someone to push us so we won't get into a slump and really go into a sad stage. And then I have another friend, Ernestine Mack. She's a sister to me. And I can call her any time of day, any time of night. We're always there for each other. And I thank God for that. You know, it is good to have someone to talk to that you can listen to, and they understand you and you understand them. And then we do a lot of talking and praying together. And I appreciate that. And there's so many others that God have placed in my life. And Mary is one of them. I can call on my Mary, who is my director. I can always call on Mary. And Mary, I just thank God for you, for how you have inspired my life and how you even got me connected with the Widow's Ministry. By chance, God placed us together when you were working at State Farm, I believe, right after my husband left. And you were one of the first people that God placed in my life to help me along this journey as a single person. And there's so many others I can think of. And I have my daughter, Nichelle. She's here with me. And, you know, we always can be there for each other to keep each other company. Family. And then my niece, Kathy, and she lives in Texas. She's another angel that God has placed in my life. Whenever I'm late at night, if something is really bothering me, I can call on her and get comfort from that. I know there's a lot of them that I'm missing, but these are the ones that stood right out in my mind. Now, my neighbor, I have a couple of neighbors that I can call on. Wileen Banks is one of them. We always talk and encourage each other and talk about the Lord and encourage each other. A lot of us, we live alone, but we know God is there for us. And I just
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Can those people, are you you think that you are a rock to those people? Can you be others depend on you?
Yes, that's what they always, you know, be telling me, how I do things and help and all that, how I go out of my way. And I'll be saying, no, I just do that, you know, because I feel like that's the job God have given me. And I will go that last mile to help anybody that I can. That's one of the gifts that God has given me. And we rely and depend on each other. And God is just amazing how he placed people in your life. And also, Mary, strange people that I don't even know, like at the Luwaka Center. Some people come up and they talk, and we just talk just like we've been knowing each other all the time. No stranger, you know. When you have that godly fear and that, like he tell us to love one another like he loved us, no one is a stranger. You can feel, and you can feel the spirits of people when you come around. You can tell the ones that God has put in your path and the ones that he have not. It is just, it's awesome. It's hard to explain, but I know God is in the midst of it. Because without going through some little things right now, and he have the angels all around me, and I can pick up that phone and call. And once we get to praying together and God's giving me answers through them, it really makes a difference. And I appreciate this widow's ministry that have been my life. My husband's been gone now for 11 years, and I have been with my widow's ministry about 10 of those years. And that is my... I sit a refuge. Widow's Ministry is my city of refuge. When I go there, I feel at home, and I feel like I belong somewhere, and I feel like the people that I'm around, they understand. And doing that, showing that agape love that God has placed for us. And he tells us, he puts the names in my spirit, the ones to call and to talk to. And I really appreciate that. And I really thank you, Mary. God has really been using you for so many people. That is your God-given gift.
Well, Ms. Candy, I'm going to try to grab one more person on the line. Just to
okay.
answer.
All right.
Tell me one other person. But thank you so much, Candy, for sharing those people with us. And it is nice to know that you have those people that you can call and they are dependable, and they're reliable, and they are your rock. And you have
yes.
been a rock
yes.
to me and others as well. This ministry,
it's
you have
Lord.
Been a rock. But I want to ask one more person a question. I'm going to just when I put you on air, just tell me one person and why you are telling, you're using that person as your rock. I'm going to click another number.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air. Your last number is 9701. Could you tell me one person that is you can depend on at all times, and you consider that person a rock in your life?
Good evening, ladies. This is Ingrid Dixon, and I would say that right now that person is my mom. She's just there for me through so much. She always has been, and she's just my rock. She keeps me spiritually protected and guided. She keeps me on the right path, even when I'm not making the best decision. And you know how a mother is. She's never afraid to tell me that I'm wrong.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, Ingrid, for sharing that. We don't have six more minutes left, but thank you for sharing. Because,
no problem. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we have a few more things I want to, I also want to mention a few more things, but yes, God wants us also to be rock to others. So for us to be reliable, sturdy, and steadfast. Now, there's something, don't view yourself as small, insignificant, or unimportant. God needs you, and other people are depending on you, like your neighbors, your friends, your family, co-workers, and also the next chapter needs you too. Even though that we try to be there for all of you, but the next chapter needs you. Need you to continue to be a part of it, also share and let other widows know that that they have a place that they can feel comfortable at, and everyone will, their feelings, there are other people that feel, know how they feel. So please spread the word and let the next chapter be a comfort and support for them. So just knowing that, and then also be a part of us and be involved in some of the activities and different things that we're going to be doing. The month of April is going to be a special month. I'll be talking about that later on. There's some things that we're going to be doing in the month of April. But we are going bowling this month on the 21st.
Amen.
And next week, what I'm going to do this week, I'm going to do a calling post. I'm going to have to add some names to the calling post, and I'm going to try to get that out tomorrow to the church so we can add some names. And I'm going to be doing a calling post to see how many people that will be joining us go bowling, because we need some numbers in order for us to go ahead and make this deposit. The other thing, let's see, how much time? Yes, we still are looking for more people to join us on our trip to Memphis, Tennessee in June the 12th through the 14th. We have to fill that bus up, but we definitely need more people. We have a lot of people going, but we still need more. So keep on spreading the word, and if you need flyers, let me know. I'll be glad to get some to you. And that is all of that's all I have to say regarding being dependable for someone else. Be that pillar that God wants us to be. And I want to end with a prayer. Lord, I want you to be the I want to be the person that you and others can depend on. Forgive us for any instability in our lives, and help us to overcome every weakness in our character.
Yes, Lord.
Just as we look over for others to be rock in our lives, also we want to be a rock for others. Give us the ability to develop in our life, to do the things that you want us to do, and be a willing vessel. Yes, we also want to be taught, corrected, and taken to a higher level. As we ask you to whatever is necessary to make us strong, reliable, steadfast, kind of a person you want us to be, we just ask you to give us all those abilities to be strong in the Lord. We just love you, we just adore you, and we also ask you to be with us the rest of the week as we go along our way and at our jobs or wherever we may be. We just ask you to give us the strength and the understanding and wisdom to do whatever there's needed in our lives. We know there are times that we can be weak, but we just ask you to help us to be strong. Pick us up, lift us up, put your arms around us and let us know that you love us so. We know that you're there, but we just want to also feel your presence when sometimes we don't feel like you're there. We never stop loving you. It just sometimes we get a little bit lonely and need your comfort. So we just ask you, Lord, to give us that help us to be that pillow, strong enough to hold up a building so we can go and do your work in the vineyard. Help us to be that strong, steadfast, and reliable person you want us to be. We just thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. That's all we have tonight.
Thank you.
Be blessed. Be blessed. Tune in again next week, same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
Good night. God bless.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me fix it.